Pittsburgh, St. Louis, 8th place. Good starts tonight.
Yeah, great starts tonight. I think that's what I'm most excited about. It's something I've struggled with my whole career, and then last year something just clicked, and I got a good technique and routine that I go through, and then Jamie Ellis with Twisted Motors has built us some pretty good bikes considering the time crunch we were in. So I'm really happy with the bike and my starts, and it's only going to get better from here. We got a lot of stuff that we can still do to the bikes that we just weren't able to get done because of time. So the bike's going to get better every weekend. I'm going to get better every weekend, and we'll just keep plugging away at this.
Are you based out of California and doing all your riding out there?
Yeah, for now I'm in California. I'm actually going to move back to Texas. We were actually just talking about that, moving back to Texas after San Diego. It's just kind of got tough with all the Supercross tracks shutting down, and we don't really have access to any of the test tracks. So cost of living isn't great in California either. So I'm going to move back to Texas, plug away. I have probably 4 or 5 tracks I can ride there. And, yeah, just keep plugging away, trying to get better and keep enjoying this. I think that's the biggest thing that I've really – realized going to Australia is I wasn't really enjoying it, and I wasn't taking it for granted. So just trying to have fun and be better.
Now, being on this team, we talk about having fun, being on this team, and thinking about what you're doing. Like, hey, you're racing dirt bikes for a living. That's pretty damn cool. So does a certain team like this bring out that fun for you and make you realize that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is a lot of the guys' first time doing this, and this is, I don't know, my 6th or 7th season. I've been doing it for too long. Honestly, I need to be doing better, but they put it all in perspective. Like, they get excited about things. Like, you know, the last qualifying didn't go that great today. I was 7th, and I was like, kind of okay with it, not stoked on it, but I come back, and they're like, super excited and really pumped, and they're pointing out, you know, what I'm doing good, and obviously they're telling me what I need to be better at, but I think looking at the positives from it really changed my perspective on things. Like, you know, I am riding good. I just need to clean up a few things and I'm right there. So it's fun. They're keeping it fun, and the excitement around the whole team has just been great.
Yeah, watching you ride, I feel like 2 things I noticed today was your rolling corner speed is really good.
Yeah,
like how you roll corners, and then entrance in the whoops is really good. So I can just tell your bike seems to be work fairly well, because jumping onto that after the whoops, jumping on that tabletop, it's a stretch, but your bike seems to be pretty good that way.
Yeah, we made some really good progress today. I hit the ground a lot in Anaheim and really banged my shoulder up, so I didn't ride much this week. I think I rode like maybe 20 or 30 minutes on Wednesday, so the riding was a work in progress today. I was trying to be smart about it, not blow it all out at the beginning of the day and have nothing left for the night show. So free practice took it easy. First qualifying took it easy. Didn't really stress about it. Tried to throw down in the last qualifying, and then I really felt like I was smart about my racing all day long and played it smart in the heat race in the main. And fortunately, I've just had that tip over, but Ricky with KYB has been helping me out so much, and we made a lot of changes today to make it better just because we weren't able to test this week with being banged up. Right. So all the changes we made today were positive. We have a good game plan going into this week to hopefully get some more riding in, and depending on how we feel, and we're moving in the right direction. So it should be good from here on out. There's really nothing to be bummed about.
Like I said, 8th place, great place to build a base on, right?
Yeah, nothing spectacular to jump about, but it's a good starting point, and trying to put everything into perspective. I didn't want to come out here thinking I was going to be on the podium feeling the way I was, and then if it didn't happen, being super bummed out and just down in the dumps. So for me, I just came into the day like expecting and hoping for top 10 just to get through it, because I was hurting and we did that, so with a crash. So I mean, you know, it's a good positive, and like I said, we're really determined to be better, so that's good.
All right, good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.